arise to serve the cause of God, in such wise that the cares and sorrows caused by them that have disbelieved in the dayspring of the signs of God may not afflict you. Baha'u'llah. Arise to serve the cause of God, in such wise that the cares and sorrows caused by them that have disbelieved in the dayspring of the signs of God may not afflict you. Baha'u'llah. O ye servants of the Blessed Beauty! It is clear that in this day, confirmations from the unseen world are encompassing all those who deliver the divine message. Should the work of teaching lapse, these confirmations would be entirely cut off, since it is impossible for the loved ones of God to receive assistance unless they teach. Abdul Baha. O ye servants of the Blessed Beauty! It is clear that in this day, confirmations from the unseen world are encompassing all those who deliver the divine message. Should the work of teaching lapse, these confirmations would be entirely cut off, since it is impossible for the loved ones of God to receive assistance unless they teach. Abdul Baha. When the friends do not endeavor to spread the message, they fail to remember God befittingly, and will not witness the tokens of assistance and confirmation from the Abba kingdom nor comprehend the divine mysteries. However, when the tongue of the teacher is engaged in teaching, he will naturally himself be stimulated, will become a magnet attracting the divine aid and bounty of the kingdom, and will be like unto the bird at the hour of dawn, which itself becometh exhilarated by its own singing, its warbling and its melody. Abdul Baha. When the friends do not endeavor to spread the message, they fail to remember God befittingly, and will not witness the tokens of assistance and confirmation from the Abba kingdom nor comprehend the divine mysteries. However, when the tongue of the teacher is engaged in teaching, he will naturally himself be stimulated, will become a magnet attracting the divine aid and bounty of the kingdom, and will be like unto the bird at the hour of dawn, which itself becometh exhilarated by its own singing, its warbling and its melody. Abdul Baha. The sustaining strength of Baha'u'llah himself, the founder of the faith, will be withheld from every and each individual who fails in the long run to arise and play his part. The unseen legions, standing rank upon rank, and eager to pour forth from the kingdom on high the full measure of their celestial strength on the individual participants of this incomparably glorious crusade, are powerless unless and until each potential crusader decides for himself, and perseveres in his determination, to rush into the arena of service ready to sacrifice his all for the cause he is called upon to champion. Shoghi Effendi. The sustaining strength of Baha'u'llah himself, the founder of the faith, will be withheld from every and each individual who fails in the long run to arise and play his part. The unseen legions, standing rank upon rank, and eager to pour forth from the kingdom on high the full measure of their celestial strength on the individual participants of this incomparably glorious crusade, are powerless unless and until each potential crusader decides for himself, and perseveres in his determination, to rush into the arena of service ready to sacrifice his all for the cause he is called upon to champion. Shoghi Effendi. He was very sorry to learn of the inharmony amongst the friends there, and he feels that the only wise course of action is for all the believers to devote themselves to teaching the faith and co-operating with their national body. Often these trials and tests which all Baha'i communities inevitably pass through seem terrible, at the moment, but in retrospect we understand that they were due to the frailty of human nature, to misunderstandings, and to the growing pains which every Baha'i community must experience. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. He was very sorry to learn of the inharmony amongst the friends there, and he feels that the only wise course of action is for all the believers to devote themselves to teaching the faith and co-operating with their national body. Often these trials and tests which all Baha'i communities inevitably pass through seem terrible, at the moment, but in retrospect we understand that they were due to the frailty of human nature, to misunderstandings, and to the growing pains which every Baha'i community must experience. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Every day has certain needs. In those early days the cause needed martyrs, and people who would stand all sorts of torture and persecution in expressing their faith and spreading the message sent by God. Those days are, however, gone. The cause at present does not need martyrs who would die for their faith, but servants who desire to teach and establish the cause throughout the world. To live to teach in the present day is like being martyred in those early days. It is the spirit that moves us that counts, not the act through which that spirit expresses itself, and that spirit is to serve the cause of God with our heart and soul one. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Every day has certain needs. In those early days the cause needed martyrs, and people who would stand all sorts of torture and persecution in expressing their faith and spreading the message sent by God. Those days are, however, gone. The cause at present does not need martyrs who would die for their faith, but servants who desire to teach and establish the cause throughout the world. To live to teach in the present day is like being martyred in those early days. It is the spirit that moves us that counts, not the act through which that spirit expresses itself, and that spirit is to serve the cause of God with our heart and soul one. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Teaching is the source of divine confirmation. It is not sufficient to pray diligently for guidance, but this prayer must be followed by meditation as to the best methods of action and then action itself. Even if the action should not immediately produce results, or perhaps not be entirely correct, that does not make so much difference, because prayers can only be answered through action, and if someone's action is wrong, God can use that method of showing the pathway which is right. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Teaching is the source of divine confirmation. It is not sufficient to pray diligently for guidance, but this prayer must be followed by meditation as to the best methods of action and then action itself. Even if the action should not immediately produce results, or perhaps not be entirely correct, that does not make so much difference, because prayers can only be answered through action, and if someone's action is wrong, God can use that method of showing the pathway which is right. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. An individual must center his whole heart and mind on service to the cause, in accordance with the high standards set by Baha'u'llah. When this is done, the hosts of the Supreme Concourse will come to the assistance of the individual, and every difficulty and trial will gradually be overcome. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. An individual must center his whole heart and mind on service to the cause, in accordance with the high standards set by Baha'u'llah. When this is done, the hosts of the Supreme Concourse will come to the assistance of the individual, and every difficulty and trial will gradually be overcome. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. There is nothing that brings success in the faith like service. Service is the magnet which draws the divine confirmations. Thus, when a person is active, they are blessed by the Holy Spirit. When they are inactive, the Holy Spirit cannot find a repository in their being, and thus they are deprived of its healing and quickening rays. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. There is nothing that brings success in the faith like service. Service is the magnet which draws the divine confirmations. Thus, when a person is active, they are blessed by the Holy Spirit. When they are inactive, the Holy Spirit cannot find a repository in their being, and thus they are deprived of its healing and quickening rays. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. No one can, of course, foresee the course of future events. But we do know that whatever of trial and suffering we may have to pass through is utterly insignificant in comparison with our infinite blessing of being the people bearing His name and serving His cause in these tremendous, history-making days. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. No one can, of course, foresee the course of future events. But we do know that whatever of trial and suffering we may have to pass through is utterly insignificant in comparison with our infinite blessing of being the people bearing His name and serving His cause in these tremendous, history-making days. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. To express our deep appreciation for this gift bestowed by God, we should arise and spread this message of hope to the suffering humanity around us. Such is the nature of this gift that the more we give from it to others, the greater will be our remaining share. For what pleasure can compare the pleasure of bringing joy and hope to other hearts? The more we make others happy, the greater will be our own happiness and the deeper our sense of having served humanity. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. To express our deep appreciation for this gift bestowed by God, we should arise and spread this message of hope to the suffering humanity around us. Such is the nature of this gift that the more we give from it to others, the greater will be our remaining share. For what pleasure can compare the pleasure of bringing joy and hope to other hearts? The more we make others happy, the greater will be our own happiness and the deeper our sense of having served humanity. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The mental anguish which the prevailing situation induces can and must be overcome through prayer and a conscious attention to teaching the cause and living the Baha'i life with a world-embracing vision. The Universal House of Justice. The mental anguish which the prevailing situation induces can and must be overcome through prayer and a conscious attention to teaching the cause and living the Baha'i life with a world-embracing vision. The Universal House of Justice. Baha'is are often accused of holding aloof from the "real" problems of their fellow men. But when we hear this accusation, let us not forget that those who make it are usually idealistic materialists to whom material good is the only "real" good, whereas we know that the working of the material world is merely a reflection of spiritual conditions, and until the spiritual conditions can be changed, there can be no lasting change for the better in material affairs. We should also remember that most people have no clear concept of the sort of world they wish to build, nor how to go about building it. Even those who are concerned to improve conditions are therefore reduced to combating every apparent evil that takes their attention. Willingness to fight against evils, whether in the form of conditions or embodied in evil men, has thus become for most people the touchstone by which they judge a person's moral worth. Baha'is, on the other hand, know the goal they are working towards and know what they must do, step by step, to attain it. Their whole energy is directed towards the building of the good, a good which has such a positive strength that in the face of it the multitude of evils, which are in essence negative, will fade away and be no more. To enter into the quixotic tournament of demolishing one by one the evils in the world is, to a Baha'i, a vain waste of time and effort. His whole life is directed towards proclaiming the message of Baha'u'llah, reviving the spiritual life of his fellow men, uniting them in a divinely created world order, and then, as that order grows in strength and influence, he will see the power of that message transforming the whole of human society and progressively solving the problems and removing the injustice which have so long bedeviled the world. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. Baha'is are often accused of holding aloof from the "real" problems of their fellow men. But when we hear this accusation, let us not forget that those who make it are usually idealistic materialists to whom material good is the only "real" good, whereas we know that the working of the material world is merely a reflection of spiritual conditions, and until the spiritual conditions can be changed, there can be no lasting change for the better in material affairs. We should also remember that most people have no clear concept of the sort of world they wish to build, nor how to go about building it. Even those who are concerned to improve conditions are therefore reduced to combating every apparent evil that takes their attention. Willingness to fight against evils, whether in the form of conditions or embodied in evil men, has thus become for most people the touchstone by which they judge a person's moral worth. Baha'is, on the other hand, know the goal they are working towards and know what they must do, step by step, to attain it. Their whole energy is directed towards the building of the good, a good which has such a positive strength that in the face of it the multitude of evils, which are in essence negative, will fade away and be no more. To enter into the quixotic tournament of demolishing one by one the evils in the world is, to a Baha'i, a vain waste of time and effort. His whole life is directed towards proclaiming the message of Baha'u'llah, reviving the spiritual life of his fellow men, uniting them in a divinely created world order, and then, as that order grows in strength and influence, he will see the power of that message transforming the whole of human society and progressively solving the problems and removing the injustice which have so long bedeviled the world. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice.